In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. We could all just take a moment to listen carefully, past the kid noise, past the hum of the furnace, past sounds of shuffling papers, and just listen for 1 second. Did you hear it? Did you hear it? What I heard were 1,000 voices calling Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. The call of the blind man named Bartimaeus, that's his name we find out from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. It's the cry of a desperate blind man. It's also the cry of humanity all around us. Do we hear it? Do we hear it? And if so, how do we hear that voice? How do we hear those voices as church? How do we hear the cry, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy, as church? To some, church is a museum. It's a place to preserve traditions, cultures, music, and languages from bygone eras in faraway places. You can look all you want, but don't touch my traditions. In this scenario, we're curators, keeping that museum pristine for all eternity. To other people, the church is a conglomeration of rules and regulations. Jump through the right hoops. Do what you're told. Strain out all the gnats. Do everything by the book, and not necessarily that grace-filled, life-giving book on the altar, but that imaginary book of endless man-made rules, some less helpful than others. Blind obedience, march in step, and God will be pleased. The story of a Tsarina from Russia about 40 years before the Communist Revolution. First flower of spring popped up between a crack, between two blocks in the palace courtyard. She was walking by and saw it and thought, oh, that's beautiful. After a long winter, she ordered a guard to be posted to stand there all day and all night so nobody would trample that flower. And so a guard was posted, a rotation of guards were posted. Eventually she forgets about the flower. Eventually the flower just withers and dies by nature. She never withdraws the order. 40 years later, when the Bolsheviks were raiding the palace, there stood a guard over the spot where there used to be a flower, because the order had never been rescinded, and blind obedience was essential in that army. In this scenario of the church, we're soldiers marching in formation. Still to others, the church is a spiritual mall. I go there to get something out of it, and I'll keep going. I'll keep my subscription as long as I keep getting what I want. You ever heard somebody say, I stopped going to church because I didn't get anything out of it? In this scenario, we're customers looking for something. And this is what I love about blind Bartimaeus. His call to Jesus throws these images of the church off the cliff. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. He's got no need for a museum. He's blind. He's an outcast. He's considered a sinner who's being punished by God for some unknown sin. He's as poor as the dirt he's sitting on. He needs a church that is alive, that breathes with God here and now. Blind Bartimaeus is not a stickler for the rules. He'd have never made it in the Tsarina's army. He's not a step marcher. When the people in the crowds tell him to be quiet, what does he do? He cries out all the more, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. He needs a church alive and in motion. He's really not even a customer. He doesn't ask for money. He doesn't even ask for healing until Jesus presses him, until Jesus pushes the point and says, what really do you want me to do for you? He just declares Jesus as Messiah, and he asks for mercy. And even after he gets what he wanted, it says, then he went and followed him. He followed him. It wasn't just to get something. It was for Jesus himself. Blind Bartimaeus wasn't shopping for what he could get out of Jesus. He wanted Jesus. He knew he needed a Savior in a complete and total way. And that's the image of the church that blind Bartimaeus presents to us. Church being the presence of Jesus Christ. Church being the indwelling and life of the Holy Spirit, a body in which God truly moves and acts. A body in which God acts among his people. In the reading Dennis gave to us from Ephesians, we heard the blood of Christ is about bringing near those who have no hope, those who have no God in this world. Bringing near those who have no hope. Amazing words. Those who have no hope, bringing them near. Do you hear the voices out there? Jesus, Son of David, have mercy. The church exists to seek to save the lost, to bring hope to the hopeless. The church exists that people can have life and have it more abundantly. You know, today is Sanctity of Life Sunday in the Orthodox Church, because above all else, think about those words, above all else, the church is a place of life. The church is a place of abundant life. As our Metropolitan Tikhon alluded to in his address, life is for unborn children. Life is for refugees. Life is for opioid addicts. Life is for those suffering mental illness. Life is for victims. Life is for the guilty. Life is for those who can't afford to put boots on their children. And life is for ordinary folks who need the extraordinary. As church, we don't tell someone suffering from addiction or someone being victimized, "I hope you got something out of church today." That would be absolutely heartless. As church, we would never say to someone suffering from mental illness, "If you just follow the rules more strictly." As church, we don't tell an unwed pregnant teen, "If only your icons were in the correct Byzantine style." And we certainly don't tell someone begging God for mercy to be quiet because they're not doing it right. The God of love and mercy has come down among us, and he built this holy house to bring near those who do not have God in this world, to bring near those who have no hope. And as church, we bear witness to the power of God, to those thousands of voices out there crying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy." And of course, they don't always use those words. They might use words like lonely. They might use words like hurting. They might use a word like empty. They might use a phrase like, "I can't trust anyone anymore." Or, "When will it finally be my turn?" They might even use a phrase like, "Go away and shut the door." But if you close your eyes and listen very carefully, you'll hear it. You'll hear it in there. Because what they're really saying is what blind Bartimaeus was saying. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy." Amen.